Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an Offside the Football podcast. We're back, new season, new thoughts, new predictions. We're joined by Sergio Garcia Bravo himself. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good here in person, finally, both together after such a long time. Very excited for the coming season and what it's got to hold for us.
And today we're doing the predictions, Premier League, probably some La Liga, because Sergio is our La Liga expert when it comes to Spanish football. And we're going to obviously do the predictions so that at the end of the season, we will look like schmucks, like last season when we predicted the cats. Anyways, continuing. Sergio, go on, hit us with your Premier League predictions.
So I'll start with the relegation. I thought Southampton, well, I think Southampton, Bournemouth and Forest will go down. I think the West London teams, Fulham and Bradford, they'll do quite well. No personal bias or anything, but yeah, I don't really think Southampton have going in them. They've kind of been a bit stale for a few years, and since they can't have James Ward-Prowse carry them every game, they seem to be lacking a bit in all departments.
I mean, they made several new signings this season. Bazunu, the new goalkeeper from City.
He came from Bournemouth.
Yeah, but he's a City man. And another, just very young players. But personally, I haven't got Southampton going down. I said Brentford. It's going to be stinky. But I'm going to say, I'm going to change Brentford. I'm going to say, it's a bit cheating, but I'm going to say all three promoted teams are going to go back down. I don't think Fulham, really? Don't think Nottingham Forest, I don't think Bournemouth will make it.
Fulham, I've got to end them.
Yeah,
they've signed a few players. They signed Mbabu.
Mbabu,
that's right back. They got obviously
FIFA Wonder Kid. Mbabu.
FIFA Wonder Kid. They got Andreas, preseason Wonder Kid, and they got Mitro, the Serbian tank. Scored two against Liverpool. Missed a penalty after against Wolves, but you know.
Yeah. By the way, we are recording this a bit later, but when you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen our predictions there before the season starts. So please don't come at us.
That's fine.
But yeah, I think Mitrovic, a lot of hype around him.
Yeah,
you know,
he broke the record by a lot last season. 41 goals in
30 games or 41 games.
Something like that. Yeah, it's insane. It was a goal every game.
Goal contribution pretty much 1.2 games with the assist included. But moving on then, because you said Mitrovic, top goal scorer, is he contention for that title?
No,
is that too far?
No. I think Harry Kane has gone easy.
Harry Kane.
I said it at first. I still have faith in him, even after this relatively slow start from Kane.
Obviously, he scored yesterday.
He's very lucky.
Against Chelsea.
Could have counted as an own goal.
Striker.
I mean, I think Kane has really got in, and he's playing 90 minutes every game under Conte. Even though Conte doesn't really make him run much, but he's still there playing. So, and he's on penalties. And he's Harry Kane. He's going to, I think he may break the Premier League all-time goal scoring record.
Yeah, he's definitely contention on that one. But obviously, he now plays a little bit deeper compared to under Pochettino. And you know, he's more of a playmaker now. Do you think that will affect his goal scoring at all? You know, getting more assists?
I think he will get more assists, but I think he'll also get more goals. I think he's really going to shine under Conte. Since Conte signed, he's been the player with the most shots inside the box, I think. And he's just been
with
a keeper.
That ball knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. I got that on the Fantasy FPL.
Yeah, join us.
Join us. You'll see me top of the league after this game week.
What's the code? I'll give you the code. But do you think there's a chance that people saying Haaland comes in new? Big expectations on his shoulders.
Great player, but he's just not going to get the minutes to be top goal scorer. He's coming off in 70th minute in the first two games. Once Champions League starts, he's just not going to play some games. He's got Alvarez on the bench that's been signed. So he can rotate strikers. And Haaland himself said that he doesn't want to play 90 minutes every single game. He wants to be rested because he's so prone to injuries, as we saw last year.
That's true. But yeah, obviously scored twice already, right? Against
Bournemouth. No, West Ham.
West Ham. Scored a penalty. And then the other one was just a good finish in behind. It's dangerous. Now, obviously, you know, we have these two Kane But then are we discrediting Salah, Son, maybe Nunes? Is he even in the picture?
I think Nunes, Nunez, and Son are out of the picture, personally. I think I haven't seen Son really up to standard.
Up to standards?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say up to standard, but I haven't...
Son was phenomenal last season.
He was phenomenal, but...
Probably should have won the award for best player.
Arguably, yes.
I thought he was amazing. Darwin Nunez obviously got a score off, scoring the lovely goal.
Yeah, I don't know. He tried that twice as well.
Yeah, he tried it twice.
Maybe he's just allergic to using his left foot or something.
He made it look very fancy. Now, obviously...
Salah could go for it. We all know Salah.
Salah's Mr. Consistent and Mr. Underrated.
Mr. FPL vote.
Yeah, 100%. I think, for me, I think I've got Kane written down. But that doesn't mean that Salah won't get it because he's going to make mistakes. But yeah, Salah is 100%. I think it'd be between Salah and Kane, personally. I think Haaland...
We see Jesus. We can see Jesus push for...
Yeah, outside chat, maybe.
Yeah, but I feel like...
It's a bit phenomenal.
It'll reach a point in the season where Arsenal will lose form and it'll be hard to get back to form. Because it's Arsenal at the end of the day. They're a bit of a meme club. Even though I do like Arsenal, they're a bit of a meme club. Just like Spurs.
They are the exciting team to watch. The two London clubs.
They are very exciting. Red and white. Very good football as well.
Against the... Who did they play recently? In the opening game against Crystal Palace, they looked like prime Manchester City, to be honest. Just that tiki-taka.
And against Leicester, it's a 6-goal thriller. Yeah. A bit weak in defence, Arsenal. That may cost them. Yeah.
Nah, Saliba.
Yeah, Saliba. What?
Ben White. Or...
Ben White. Saliba's been decent there, but just in general, like, the Leicester were getting in behind very easily.
So is that something to worry about when they're playing City? Anyways, that's another discussion. But then... So, top goal scorer, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
We both agree on that. Best new signing?
Best new signing.
Jaylings?
You got an assist?
You got an assist.
Jaylings.
Who will be the best?
Koulibaly could be a best new signing.
Yep. I heard Thorpen say that as well. I think off Koulibaly a lot. Thogden.
Really?
Yeah, you said that. Personally, I think the best new signing, Mikkel Damsgaard.
Oh yeah, must see it for himself.
he could be very good if he stays fit. Obviously, you know, you've got the likes of Haaland, Nunes, etc. New signings, but I feel like Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, what are we doing?
He's not even a new... It doesn't feel like he's a new signing. He just fits straight into the Arsenal team, so...
It's been brilliant.
Yes, Jesus. Yeah. Brilliant deal.
Jesus. Sinchenko's been a good deal as well.
Yeah, I think Sinchenko would do very well at Arsenal. They just look like Arsenal players, man. But good Arsenal players. Not like this.
And he's going to start playing in centre mid as well. Sinchenko or attacking mid.
I don't know if that will happen, per se. I think
Xhaka will be Sinchenko.
I think he won't change that up that quick. I think Arteta...
Yeah, nice maybe.
Tracker.
Yeah, but Sinchenko came into Arsenal to play a more advanced role.
Yeah, true.
Like he does in Ukraine.
True. But yeah, I think Jesus, Gabriel, Jesus, you should say, because he's from Brazil.
Yeah.
Will do very well.
We'll say most assists.
Most assists?
I said De Bruyne.
I don't know, man. I think it could be Ronaldo.
Sonaldo.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that someone's going to get a lot of assists this season.
De Bruyne is just De Bruyne.
De Bruyne is just De Bruyne. He does.
He's incredible.
He does. He does. He is incredible.
He does magic.
Mm. That's very true. But I think I've Son written down for playmaker of the season, which is the guy that gets the most assists.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Kane. I can't remember, but Kane obviously.
No, I think he wrote Son.
But yeah, let's go to our top four then. Top four. Who are we saying? Bottom. Who's going to miss out, according to you?
Man United.
Man United. Shambles.
Yeah, I think Man United. I think Chelsea.
Yep.
I think Chelsea will lose out on top four.
That means that both Spurs and Arsenal will be
in top four. I believe so.
I agree with you, but I'm not agreeing in the order. You would have seen, follow us on the inside. On the Insta.
The
offside Insta. You in fourth place have written down, noted, locked in
Arsenal.
Yeah,
I think I believe the defense will let them down.
Gabriel
Martinelli.
Gabriel Martinelli, that's one guy.
His name is actually Gabriel Martinelli. No, but Gabriel Saliba, obviously coming in from, I don't know, I don't think that, I think they're inconsistency. I think they'd be a little bit more inconsistent than the other.
Yeah.
But you could say that about Spurs as well.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but
who's your third place?
I mean, as in the Instagram, it said Liverpool, but it's Liverpool.
Third place, Liverpool.
I'm just saying this because that's what it's written on the Instagram. I'm going to back my decisions.
When I said Brentford, I changed it, so you can change it as well.
I don't know.
Because I don't want Brentford.
City third.
City third.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. The top three, I have a feeling the top three will be Spurs, Liverpool, and City.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever.
In that order?
I don't know.
You don't know. You
I think City will win the league. Actually, they sold the attack. I'm not sure. You put me in a pickle. No, I'll go with what it's in the Instagram. I'll say Liverpool third, Spurs second, City first. Wait,
hold on, repeat that.
Liverpool third, Spurs second, City first. I'm going to look like Schmuck.
Oh, a genius.
Nah.
Or a fucking genius.
I have a good feeling about Spurs and Antonio Conte.
Yeah, same. Me too. But I've gone for Liverpool to be crowned Premier League champions.
Okay,
because I always feel like Liverpool, and then I know they need a midfielder. Klopp has said that they need the right midfielder to come in because obviously they only have Thiago, Fabinho, Henderson.
Curtis Jones.
Harvey Elliott. He's looking good. Got a contract extension. I just think Liverpool, man. And I think Spurs will finish fourth, even though I said third. And I'm going to swap them around. Okay. I'm going to say Arsenal to finish third.
Okay.
And Spurs to finish fourth, purely because I don't know, I just have a feeling that Arsenal is a real team at the moment. You know, they don't,
they do feel like a real team. They play
they
the Emirates in the atmosphere in the Emirates or something.
Yeah, recently, and I mean, maybe some bias because I'm watching the new Arsenal documentary involved in this, but I don't know. I just don't see Arsenal doing bad this season, yeah. And the way they've been playing, Crystal Palace away. And now against Leicester. Leicester is an easier fixture these days because Leicester's kind of crap.
They need Leicester to sign. Leicester
could go down.
Wolves
could go down.
Wolves are horrid.
Wolves could go down.
I said Ike Nouri in the episode of a future star.
Ike Nouri.
Brother. Jesus.
Yeah, it's
I don't know what's wrong with Wolves.
Yeah, man. They could go down. I think potentially they could go down to come back. I think Leicester could go down. Wolves could go down. And I think Southampton.
Yeah.
Like that's out of the top.
We're seeing those teams that have always been like top 10 or 10th and around. Are we kind of slacking?
I mean, Leicester City's like transfers have been like not.
But we're seeing like a switch. I feel like we're seeing teams like Palace and Villa doing better than teams like
Villa. You see it there. Villa, they could be potentially going down as well.
West Ham,
Everton.
Everton. Oh, you know, but those are teams that
could go down.
You think are good, like you.
Yeah. Generally speaking,
you think good of them
to finish top, challenging top six. Those teams.
But now, right now, they're all shambles. There's like a managerial
crisis going on.
But they don't have the managers don't have an experience.
No.
Gerard, Lampard.
Lampard did really well with Chelsea that one season.
Yeah, he did well.
Without signing a single player.
Yeah, he did more with that. But
right now, that goes on their radar a little bit too much.
Yeah, right now, Everton is shambles.
Yeah, true.
And they got Forest next week at home. And if they lose against Forest, it's going to be a long day for Lampard.
Yeah. But I don't think they can get any other better manager in, realistically speaking, because who are Everton going to sign? At this moment, if they sack their manager after three games, who are they going to sign? Which manager is available for them to?
Yeah, there really aren't that many managers, are there?
No. There is no Nuno Espirito Santos, maybe.
Nice.
He did well with Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, he could be a good signing.
that could be one of those ones. There's not a lot of options right at this moment in time. I think that those two, it's going to be an interesting relegation balance. It's not like you can put down the top, the promoted teams.
I think there'll be a big split.
I think it will be.
I think that there'll be a big split between pushing for Europe and relegation.
I think it's going to be close.
Really?
I think it's going to be very close because they're going to be very poor in general. They're all going to pick up some points.
A lack of quality or reduced quality in Premier League.
I don't know if it's reduced. I think it's the managers. The quality of managers in the league is very low. I think if you look at the managers in general, the only one outside of the top six, which I think is amazing, is Brentford manager, man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Frank.
His name is Frank.
Thomas Frank.
Yeah. He's and obviously Brian's
and
manager.
And he treats his players as well. He's a good team manager.
I also think the Brian manager is very good. Harry
Potter.
it's Potter, but it's not Harry. I don't know why I said Harry, but it's Potter. Graham Potter.
Yeah, Graham Potter.
Yeah, he's
very good. Say Harry.
he's also a phenomenal manager.
He's been magic with them.
Yeah, so I think
you know Harry Potter magic.
Okay, if you're still listening, recommend quitting. I'm joking. All right, that's enough Premier League, I think. Okay, let's run it down quickly. You saying City. To win the league?
City.
Best player?
Best player.
Best player of the season?
Harry Kane? Yeah.
I'm going to say
Mo Salah.
Virgil van Dijk,
the Dutch.
Underrated, both. Underrated. You're sleeping on Virgil van Dijk, man. He's arguably the greatest centre-back ever.
Bro, he conceded a penalty to...
That wasn't even a penalty. That wasn't even a penalty. Don't even. Okay. It wasn't a penalty. Anyways... To get relegated?
Southampton, Bournemouth, and Norwich.
Fulham to stay up then.
Norwich, I'm a retort. Forest. Bournemouth, yeah. Forest.
Southampton.
And Norwich is just always there in the relegation. Omnipresent in relegation.
I'm gonna say, yeah, I think we're gonna have to keep going with the top the prior teams. I don't We're watching some football as well. Chucky Lozano just missed
a touch.
Anyways, okay, so going down, it's the top three of the front three teams in my case. And that's it. The player to score the most points this year in the Fantasy Premier League will be?
Mohamed Salah.
That's it. And then we're going to the La Liga. We haven't made any predictions for the La Liga, so this is going to take some
time.
We had some horrendous La Liga predictions. I predicted Real Madrid to finish third.
Yeah, I know what's wrong with you, but we're gonna just out the top of our head. We'll look at the table right now. We'll look at the teams, and then instinct wise, we'll just see who
we think at the moment.
Yeah,
we're just gonna get. Manipulated by the league table?
Look at the teams. Okay, you see the teams.
Yeah.
Give me the three that you think will be relegated.
Ooh, I actually have zero knowledge when it comes to La Liga bad teams. I think Elche, Getafe, they have to go down sometime. And if you're Rona.
Okay, nice. I think it'll be
Betis.
Valladolid.
Look at that pronunciation. Say that again.
Valladolid.
Okay, I love that.
Cadiz. And...
FC Barcelona.
Almeria.
Almeria. Okay. I thought Almeria did well. That's
maybe. Getafe. No.
I feel like Getafe is that one team that's just destined to go down at some point.
Yeah,
like,
but they will stay up. Yeah. They will stay up.
It's like Burnley, like last year. You know, you always expect Burnley to stay to go down. So I think this season Getafe.
Okay, what about let's say Conference League?
I think it's going to be VRL again.
VRL Conference League.
Again, yeah. I think they're going to finish 7th, right? Is it?
Yeah.
Conference League, yeah.
I think
that's 6th.
I think it'll be Valencia.
Valencia, really?
Under Gattuso. Yeah.
Is he good?
They've been doing all right.
Who did they play?
They got a win, 1-0 against Girona.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's fine. I have faith in them.
Okay. And then Europa League spots?
Real Sociedad. And Sevilla.
Interesting. I'm going to say Betis and Sevilla. Sevilla are a team we can quickly discuss. Not haven't done any business so far.
Oh yeah, true. They've lost their centre backs.
And yeah, Diego Carlos has left.
And Koundé.
You're right. I'm just thinking they haven't signed anyone.
Yeah, I'm going to take that
big financial problem.
I'm going to take that back from Sevilla. I'm going to say
Conference League Sevilla.
No.
You said Europa League, so the only way is down.
I'm taking them out.
No European football for Sevilla.
I'm going to say Conference League for Sevilla.
Conference League for Sevilla.
And then in Europa League, I'm going to say Real Sociedad and Valencia.
Does that mean Champions League?
Champions League for Betis, Atleti, Madrid and Barca.
No way. I'm actually going to say Sevilla as well, Conference League. I'm going to say Europa League, Sociedad.
Mm-hmm.
And my boys, the Yellow Submarines.
Yeah.
I know it's Danjuma, my guy.
And good evening.
Good evening. Winner Emery never disappoints me. Really. So, and then top four, yeah, it's going to be Real Madrid. Oh, wow. Betis, then, I guess.
You're saying Betis?
Yeah, top four for Betis.
Okay.
Even though they lost. Oh, no, this, yeah,
they haven't played. I just like them. It's a bit biased of me.
But there's always bias involved.
Yeah.
And then Atletico and Real Madrid and Barcelona. But not in that order. I'm not saying Barcelona.
Let's say top four in order.
In order. That's going to be tough. You want to go first?
Fourth, Betis.
Really?
Yeah. Betis fourth. Barca third. Real Madrid second. And Atletico winning the league.
Jesus Christ, I don't think I can agree with that. Because last time, we always, when it comes to the league of predictions,
I don't even care. I'm biased. I have faith in my boys. João Félix scoring 20 goals this season.
João Félix is scoring 20 goals this season. You heard it here first. Wow. Big claims. You know what? My surprise of the year will be Alvaro Morata. I think for Alvaro Morata might score 20 plus goals.
Okay,
I'm not saying. He's kind of underrated striker, you know. He's a bit mean on the internet. Yeah. So
he does a lot of off the ball movements that help the team.
And he gets he's got a good goal scoring record.
Yeah,
so he's not bad.
No, he's not bad. He's just Morata.
It's just
he's Spain number nine.
What's Chelsea's number nine?
What's Chelsea? What's Juventus number? Okay, what's your prediction?
I'm gonna say Barcelona fourth.
Okay.
Outrageous, because I don't know, they signed lots of players. Lewandowski coming into
the club. They sold half their soul to sign them.
They sold half their club, yes, to just investors. Which they sold the copyright for La Liga, right? Or their matches.
They sold everything that they could so that they could... yeah, they did.
Yeah, right?
For so like that they could...
20 years.
They could... what's it called?
Yeah, to get in transfer.
Sign the players to the league itself.
But not even to the league, right? Really?
Yeah, to sign the players to
recently,
the league.
Recently, they sold... What did they sell?
They sold like 24.5% of something. Just some...
Like studios.
Yeah, they just put out random money from nowhere.
And it's going to cost them.
This guy, he's making me hungry. The sun just scored.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I have no faith in Xavi. I think he's highly overrated. And yeah, he used to be a good football player. It's not going to be very good. And he's gonna get punished if he doesn't do well. I think he can
he'll come back in 20 years and be a good manager.
Xavi?
Yeah.
This is just some odd thinking, but we'll take it.
I think we'll leave on the comeback.
And then I think Betis.
Third.
Big season, the Bill Fekir.
I hate that.
No, actually, I want to change that. I want to put Real Sociedad in there. I think they have a better squad than Betis. So I'm going to change. I'm going to change Sociedad to finish third. With Serloff, Nicol Merino, David Silva. You know, those kind of players. Oyarzabal. Still such an underrated player, man. Such a good player for La Liga. And then second will be Atletico Madrid. And they will be... I don't know, man. I don't see it happening because of...
You say that and then you will jinx it and then we win and then I'll thank you. Just like, you know, if you guys know, Yop said, I don't know, Gabriel Jesus, he may be like a bit of a...
Pre-season
wonder. And that same day, about 3 hours later, Jesus scores two and gets two assists against Leicester.
Yeah,
so let's hope he has the same.
Maybe. But yeah, and I think Real Madrid, I think it's
going to be inevitable.
I think Carlos Ancelotti, I think the team they've got such good squad depth. It's impossible. Yeah, you've got...
They lose out on Benzema. And they're not winning the league.
They lose out on Benzema. They start Benzema, playing better.
No, no. Benzema gets injured and they're not winning the league.
Who's playing on his downfall?
Benzema gets injured and they're not winning the league.
Yeah, but like, no one in Atletico has to get injured to not win the league.
We have Joao Felix, man. Come on now. 120
120 million, yes.
Plus. Remind his girlfriend cheated on him with like Pedro Porro. So this guy's going to go off this season. He's really? Yeah, apparently.
No way.
No, it's kind of peak. Feel bad for the guy.
What did he play now? School in Pedro Porro.
Yeah. He was rumored with Atleti and then no more. I don't think the Atleti fans want him.
No.
I'm very loyal to a player. It's just like Cristiano Ronaldo can go somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. To his house.
I think Ronaldo should retire at this stage. No one wants it. Anyways, that's another topic of discussion. Yeah, I think they strengthened. They've got Rudiger now. They've got
Alaba.
Tchouaméni, who I really, really love. I think he's a great player.
Camavinga. You know finally what? Getting to... No. You know what I hate? Spanish media makes him look like the next Mbappe. Like when they signed Camavinga, they made him look like he was going to be a next world superstar.
No, but he is going to be.
My guy just runs, bro. My granddad, yeah, he's a Real Madrid fan. He calls him a headless goat. Not goat greatest of all time. He just runs like a goat.
No, I think they've got a great midfielder. I think
they do have a great midfielder. But he just runs. Like, he doesn't think. The guy.
I think
just...
Dani Ceballos.
Yeah, he's okay. I think he should go back to Arsenal.
Yeah, I think he should leave. Or someone like Aston Villa. Yeah, it's
typical Aston Villa fight. I know what's wrong with Villa.
But we're not going to talk about Villa. We're going to stay and talk about... Yeah, so I think Real Madrid to win. I think Carlo Ancelotti is also a great manager. Yeah.
He does the
eyebrow thing and it's game over. Yeah. Especially the Champions League. So, yeah. I think that's it. Yeah. And then we got some Eredivisie predictions quickly.
Feyenoord win.
Feyenoord winning the league.
Yeah. Feyenoord have scored.
Yeah.
Super Feyenoord. Yeah.
I think they're going to outperform PSV and Ajax.
Yeah, sure.
We got to hope. We've got some decent signings now. Szymanski, the Polish guy. Bro, he is real. He's a baller.
Good manager.
Good manager.
Go to the Prem.
He's better than Ten Hag.
We could see that manager go to the Prem.
Arne Slot.
Yeah, and turn a team like, I don't know, West Ham, just top four team.
I think it's definitely possible with different...
But David Moyes is a...
Brilliant manager.
He's not bad. He's been doing well.
He does well. But yeah, I think it's going to be tight. I hope finals can just stay in contention for a long time,
yeah,
and then maybe belief. But we signed our first ever Mexican striker.
I saw that
Santiago Jimenez.
Final signed a few South American players.
Yeah, we signed Pixel, whatever, Chual,
yeah,
or whatever his name is, Brazilian guy, to replace. We went to Leeds.
Leeds. I think their transfer window has been underrated. They got Cini. They got Aronson. They got Christensen.
Mark Rocker.
They got Christensen, the right back.
Yeah.
He was very good in attacking last season. And I just... Under...
Maybe they need a striker?
Yeah, I think Rodrigo.
To become the striker?
Rodrigo is very good for Valencia. Like a midfielder. Yeah, he was very good for Valencia, we could see.
Yeah, true.
They got Gerhard as well, coming up. Maybe rely on some youth talent.
And they actually gave the number 10 shirt to Somerville.
Did they?
Yeah, so that was interesting. Obviously, he played in the final youth, so I've got a little connection with him. But yeah, he doesn't seem to get any games on. But number 10, that's why he's in my fantasy. He's got a number 10 shirt for Leeds. Surely he's got to be signed. But we'll see. And then...
I don't know. And the manager, what's his name? Jesse Marsh?
Yeah.
Marsh. I think he's good. I think he's a good man. Newcastle. You forgot Newcastle. I think Newcastle... Europa League.
Really?
Over United, yeah.
I don't know. Bro, I think Newcastle are slightly overhyped, you know?
I think Newcastle are going to do well because of the defence.
I'm a bit like Wolves last season. They did very well.
Yeah, but...
Callum Wilson. Bro, he's going to score.
I was going to get him in my fantasy team, you know? But then he scored. And then he got a goal disallowed against Brighton. That Brighton fixture is a hard fixture.
Brighton is a good team.
Brighton is playing well. Saying. Trossard. It's underrated.
Mopé is leaving for Nottingham Forest.
Is he?
Yeah, 50 mil.
Undav is going to...
Undav, the guy from Union Saint-Gilles in Belgium will be the main striker.
What did you think? Well, just a general question about your thought on the Eredivisie and the Jupiler Pro League apparently joining.
Yeah, that was, I think, a year or two ago when they the rumours really started. I think it's a terrible idea because I don't want to play against Belgium teams.
Is this going to be the Eredivisie?
Belgium is just going to be worse.
It's just going to be no.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to say it now as well. I think the French league is worse than the Dutch league. I think our top three could beat more. Yeah. I think our top three teams could beat all bar one.
But PSG.
Maybe I'm going to say Ajax or PSG could beat PSG.
PSG, yeah.
I think it's
Xavi Simons' hat trick revenge.
he scored. He's been
playing well, you know.
He's one of the most overhyped. Like, if he was a fucking hell, he's like won 5 Ballon d'Ors as a child or whatever it was, and now he's finally in the Netherlands, so we can finally see how good he is, and he's been performing.
He's been performing.
Two,
I mean, he's starting from the very best. He's starting from Neymar, Messi, Mbappe.
He went through the whole Barcelona
Academy, La Masia.
Yeah, and then went to PSG, snaked it a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, now they signed him on a free, so it's very good. But yeah, I think
Luke de Jong is off for PSG.
Yeah.
Also on a free?
I think so, yeah. I think from Sevilla. I think he's a very valuable player. I think he's a very good player.
Yeah.
I think, you know, especially when he was at Barcelona, he was a bit of a goat when he came on and scored like headers and shit.
Yeah, that's what he does. He needs a team that just puts crosses in the box.
Every team needs a player and like a target man. We could bring
which
in.
Is what City missed until Haaland.
Haaland's not a target man. But
no, he's a counter-attacking player.
Yeah. Man running behind, collect, finish.
Top teams nowadays don't really have a target man.
No, none. I think at the minute, so I'm thinking none of them really have.
I wouldn't say Benzema's a target man.
He's more a target man nowadays. A target man is someone that just does nothing but heads and scores goals. Harry Kane gets lots of assists. Yeah, he sits deep now, so I wouldn't even say him.
Maybe Antonio Scamacca.
Scamacca is more of a target man, I think. Yeah.
Those big bulky players.
Yeah, and I think Antonio is not really that. He's fast and quick.
What's happened with Lukaku?
Scored a goal.
Did he?
In two minutes for Chelsea. For Inter, sorry.
Right.
And Timo Werner also scored in 30 minutes. It's something with Chelsea and attackers, which is going to cost them the top four, man. I'm telling you. Sterling is a good signing. I want to say that.
Sterling's a great signing.
Sterling for 35 mil or whatever was a brilliant signing.
They're a bit weird.
But I think Sterling to Liverpool would have been better. Just as a bench player.
Yeah. No, well, as a starting player. Sterling could start in a Liverpool squad.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. Over the Luis Diaz?
Yes, striker. Because Luis Diaz, if you watch him, he does
left mid.
Yeah, I know he's playing left wing, but I think he could play striker. Play more for like a Mane role. Striker.
You see this a lot as well nowadays, where the top the front three just wiggle around. Yeah.
Because Sterling can play striker as well. They can swap.
Yeah. Best transfer business has been done by which team, do you reckon? Overall, by any team in the world?
Leeds? Leeds United.
I think the best transfer business has been done by City. You know why? Because the outgoings have been so good for them.
They've forced Liverpool to spend 80 million on Nunez. Because the only reason why Liverpool bought Nunez was because they were jealous.
No, I think they wanted to sign Tchouaméni, City, over Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, he's gone. So let's spend 80 million on someone else. And then they thought of a strike, and then Darwin Nunez was the guy. But I think City's outgoings and incomings, you know, getting rid of Sinchenko and Jesus. For like 60 mil and
but you see those players, they have been key to that Arsenal squad, and City there were nobodies.
Yeah, true. But getting rid of someone like Sterling, someone that was a star player for them, maybe even a bit of a legend, I would say. I think he's what he's done for City goes under the radar so much, man.
I think Sterling's a very underrated player in general.
The media just don't do him justice all the time. But yeah, I think City, I think Leeds also done very good business. I think maybe they could have played a bit more for Sinisterra, but that's
Barcelona did good business. Barcelona did good business
at the cost of the club.
But
I don't know if that's good business.
Yeah,
Frankie de Jong. We haven't talked about Frankie de Jong yet.
He wants to stay in Barcelona. He wants to go live in Manchester. especially for Manchester United after what they're going through.
Yeah.
They need passionate players from that actually support Man United to take them out of the mud. Because any normal player won't go to a club like that.
Unless they've worked with, I think, Ten Hag. Yeah. I think if you've worked with or against him.
Actually, the memes with Martinez.
He's small. Yeah. I think Martinez is a bit, I'm not going to lie.
I think you should play in a CDM instead of a centre-back.
Yeah, 100%.
The Premier League is very physical.
How could you bench Varane, man? That's one thing I just don't
understand. Varane just... Also a player that just don't hear of anymore.
He was injured a lot last season.
Bench Varane and start Harry Maguire. I think Harry Maguire's underrated. I think he gets a bit nervous on the spot. I think he's a good player.
See, I was going to agree with you at the start of the season. I thought Eric and I can turn it around, but my man is a lost cause.
Give him a bit of time.
He needs to just go and play football in Bali, man. He needs to make a transfer.
He was so good for Leicester. I don't know what got the media's getting to his head. The poor guy's just depressed at this point.
I think so, yeah. I think that's why he needs to leave. I think that's why he needs to leave England.
Man United is such a toxic environment.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I think if he joins this club in, like, Italy.
He could go to Bayern Munich.
No, they've got the Ligt.
Really?
The Ligt.
That's also a weird transfer. Just
80 million as well.
For real?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
I don't know the bottom for that much. You haven't really heard of the Ligt since you left Ajax.
But yeah, but Bayern also got great business done, I think. Gravenberg.
Mane,
the Ligt. They're going to win the league again. That's an easy prediction to
make. The Eredivisie just gets... Yeah, it's because Porto gets like...
Weakened.
Yeah.
But that's fun because then you get to see other players.
Shine.
Yeah, and our scouting in the Eredivisie has been...
Incredible.
Yeah, it's been really good, especially from the top three sides.
I wouldn't even say it's scouting. I would say the academies as well.
The academies, yes. Yep. Especially Ajax is one I hate to say a lot, but...
Ajax is a club that...
I don't know how.
Talent.
But they bought Bergwijn for 30 mil, which was their record. And we bought Timber, which was our record.
And Bergwijn scored a hat-trick the other day.
Yeah, yesterday he scored a hat-trick.
Didn't he play for PSV?
Yeah.
Is that not but a he, he's, snaky
he
move?
Used to, he used to play in the Youth Academy.
Is that not a snaky move?
Though? I don't know. I don't
and PSV and Ajax, not very friendly. Oh, PSV did win the, what was it, Super Cup?
Yeah, the Young Cash Car beating Ajax 5-2. Or, yeah, was
5-3.
It 5-3. It was a really good game.
Yeah.
Xavi Simon scored in that game as well.
Awesome.
So he's a bit of a
Eric Beach is very interesting to watch because it's a lot of goals. Lots of goals are you attacking. It's a bit like the Prem.
I think it's good to watch, especially if you just like broadcast in Spain and nobody has a clue who to support and what team is good. Obviously, Ajax, PSV, and Feyenoord.
Everyone supports Ajax.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah.
But do you want those people to support your club? So does it matter?
There
you go. There's it. I think we're going to round it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 43 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been watching Napoli versus Verona and it's 1-1.
It's a good game.
It's been a brilliant game. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Do not get a better first name. Who's Italian? Kevin.
Anyway. Second name, Lasagna.
Kevin Lasagna. All right. We're going to have some food, I think, now.
And then, watch Atleti and the Liverpool game.
And then we're going to watch Atleti. Finally, finesse Hadafi. Prediction for this game, quickly, before, I mean, the viewers or the listeners.
3-0.
Goal scored by?
2-1 Morata.
I'm going to say 4-0. Battering. We're going to be very surprised by Atletico.
I'm thinking 3-1 as well. I'll keep it 3-0.
I think goals from Cunha. I expect big things from Cunha.
Cunha is so good, but himself for some reason. They have too many attackers.
No,
Kunea. I love the guy, but he's just so inconsistent. He does the hard things well and the easy things, he just fucks them up.
But he actually signed a new player.
He's a
Brazilian guy.
Noah Molina. And that Brazilian guy.
Molina's the left back.
That Brazilian guy got loaned to Valencia. And he's been playing well, apparently. Yeah. And we have a guy from the academy called Rodrigo Riquelme, since loaned out to
Riquelme was named Girona.
He's very good. Very, very good. And also Sergio Camello. Camello means camel in Spanish, and then Sergio Camel was loaned out to Rayo Vallecano.
So some outgoings.
Giving them some good La Liga experience, I think they could be good in a few years' time, 1 year time.
Yeah, Riquelme. Is he Spanish?
He's explosive.
So he's not.
He's like Marcus Llorente, but can't actually dribble.
Well, Marcus Llorente.
Marcus Llorente can't dribble. He just kicks him and runs. But the other guy, he runs, bro.
He runs. He can dribble.
Yeah.
All right. What did I say? I said 4-0 goals by
Cunha,
Morata, and João, and Rodrigo de Paul.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. Go on.
Four different goal scorers. Yeah. That's good.
Spread it out. Make a good team.
Yeah. Make the team gel well. And then also you've got the Crystal Palace game.
3-0 Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Crystal Palace did look pretty bad against Arsenal.
No, they looked well until they conceded.
They need Michael Olise and Eze to turn up the heat because those two players.
I think Salah two really and Robertson future. One.
Robertson?
Yeah, Salah two goals and Robertson. That's a bit of bias because I need him to do well. But yeah, there you go.
Probably for 3 goals from Salah.
You know what I said? I said before this weekend, I said, I don't think Haaland will do well against Bournemouth or that well.
Yeah, every captain in, everybody was smart.
I had
bro.
A gut feeling. I was like, I don't know if I told you. I might have told you.
Yeah, I think you may have.
I was like, I don't think Haaland will do well.
And I think, because Bournemouth are defensively with Marcus Senesi at the back soon.
he got subbed in the 91st minute or something.
He made his debut.
Yeah, well,
all good in that. And that stuff. But yeah, I think it's going to be 4-1. Wilfred Zaha, which is scored like the one
beg,
after.
Bro, that's losing the 8 points. That's an 8 point. Oh, that's a goal by
Osimhen.
Also a very good player.
That's a striker which United needs to sign, arguably. No. Signed for 80 mil. I think he's a great player. Anyways, that's it.
That's enough. We're getting off track.
Yeah, we're getting out of track. Thank you very much for listening, guys. If you want to join our EPL, EFPL, then make sure you follow our Instagram and I'll put it up or something. And if you haven't joined already,
send us a DM.
You are schmuck for not.
We got 10 plus people, by the way. It's a very competitive league.
Yeah. 10 plus 10,000 soon. Anyways, thank you very much for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Let us know if you agreed with our predictions and who do you think is going to do better in the predictions.
Oh, so
Molina.
And Witzel start.
Witzel centre back.
Witzel, yeah, he's been playing centre back in preseason.
Lamar.
Oh, you're entering this natural position.
Oh, no, that's already good. But I'm going to change it to Lamar to score in.
Rodrigo Paul is inside. What the fuck?
But yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for listening and we'll catch you in a bit. And meeting for all.